G'day, it's The Catch-Up, episode number 600 for the Lease Repeat Show.
Matt Swan from the Department of Parks and Wildlife talked hotspots in Perth for snakes and what to do if you see one as the weather heats up.
Megan Gale has copped black after going out for a quick bite to eat with her hubby and leaving her two-week-old newborn home with the nonna. We asked you how soon after having bubs were you back on your feet?
And we're off to Rottnest Island this week for our Quokka Rocker. If you want to join us, enter now at mix.com.au. And coming up, here our first winner, Steve, a.k.a. Perth's best Elvis impersonator.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Here in WA, the sun's out, it's shining, it's beautiful, but along with the warmer weather comes a few nasties. For more on this, we're joined by Matt Swan, the Senior Wildlife Officer from Parks and Wildlife. Good to have you on the show, mate.
Good afternoon.
Snakes.
That time of the year,
and
isn't it?
We are hearing reports, Matt, that I don't know, that there may appear to be more than normal, or are they just all heading out at the same time, or do we just see one and go, ah, snakes on a plane?
Yeah, we just see one and go, ah.
Yeah.
Very, very, very common at this time of the year. My staff are tearing their hair out on the phones because people are ringing up and, you know, I've been living here for 20 years and this is the first time I've ever seen a snake.
Yet
that replays over and over and over again on our phone.
Right.
So here in WA, what are some of the hot spots actually that you tend to see a fair few of those snakes slithering around?
In fact, we've got venomous snakes that live in basically every area that we do as people as well. So our hotspots would definitely be around our lakes and wetlands and our bushland areas. Anyone that's adjacent to some land clearing, so where as our urban sprawl is going on, people can probably expect to have a little bit of a pulse of snakes in that area.
I live near Gwellup Lake. I like to take my dog there, and I know there are sea snakes there, so I'm sure there's all sorts of snakes. And I was saying to my dog on the weekend, just this weekend gone, don't go near the bushes because, I mean, she wants to go off the lead, but I said, Ziggy, don't go near the bushes because you just don't know what's in there at this time of the year or any time of the year.
I used to play cricket at Karrinup and we used to call it Snake Lake down there.
Oh, okay.
There's no doubt about it. That's certainly a hot spot. But again, it's that freshwater area. You can expect to find the tiger snake around there. And then, of course, if you get towards the coastline, you'll find dugongs.
So, say, for example, we're walking along and we do see one of these. What is the best course of action from there?
Look, the best course of action is to stop. Maybe pretend to be a tree if the snake's on the move.
Yes.
And if the snake's just coiled up, really, just very quietly backing away, it's one of the greatest things I do, particularly with school groups.
Yep.
I'll take a snake to a school group, and what we'll do is we'll put the snake on the ground and then we'll drop some heavy books. And that teaches the kids very quickly that walking along banging sticks on the ground does absolutely nothing because those snakes don't have ears. They can't hear, and they certainly can't feel the seismic vibrations from our footsteps or banging on the ground. So if you go banging sticks on the ground, then you're probably not really doing anything other than making yourself feel good.
Probably the best thing, I guess, about snakes is they are most likely to leave you alone if you leave them alone.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to turn around and duck for cover quite quickly.
Yep.
Unless, of course, they're cornered. And the best thing people can do, particularly around their houses,
yeah,
clear up all that rubbish, go and mow the lawn, pull the weeds, that old junk pile by the shed, get rid of that, and that will really take away the habitat of the food these things like to eat. They like to eat rats, mice and frogs.
Mm.
Get rid of those things from around our house. That frog pond that's never had a frog in it, it might be time to go.
That's why it's never had a frog in it, because there's a snake living nearby.
Now, mate, is your website full of information about what people can do this time of year regarding snakes and any other sort of creepy creatures floating around?
If people certainly Google DBCA and snakes on the move, they'll certainly get some great information. But we've actually got a great new app for those people with smartphones. It's called the Wildcare Helpline or the Wildcare app.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got some great information on snakes in their area. And we can even use that to be put in touch with local volunteers who are actually trained specifically to catch them and relocate them safely. So that way, no one tries to take matters in their own hand and kill a snake.
Mm.
And no one needs to try and catch the snake and get bitten. We can actually go to local people who can help out.
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Good on you, Matt. Really appreciate your time, as always.
No
thanks,
worries.
Matt.
Bye-bye.
How soon were you back on your feet after having a baby a la Megan Gale has had to defend her date night without the newborn?
She's had to defend her mothering, her parenting. She's just last month, September 27, gave birth to her daughter Rosie, her second baby, with her fiancé Sean Hampson. Gorgeous mum, gorgeous baby. And they decided, you know, after a couple of weeks, that they would duck out for a quick baby-free dinner.
How?
Which to me sounds like a good idea, because happy parents, happy children. Absolutely. And you've got to have a bit of a break, don't you, Pete?
Yes, you bloody do, I'll tell you now.
Well, of course, all the people who have to have a say about everything online had their say.
Yep, and they weren't happy about it.
Not much of a say, just the usual whinge.
You should be home.
You should be home with your children.
Where are you? Know, what are you doing?
Look,
out?
I don't think the children are home by themselves.
No.
They're probably home with Nana.
Well, in fact, Megan Gale actually mentioned we have left her with Nonna tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's her Nana.
Pretty sure Nonna knows what she's doing.
Nonna knows very well what she's doing. She said, we had left Rosie with my very experienced and capable mum after I had bathed, dressed, fed her and put her down.
I mean, come on.
She expressed enough breast milk for a couple of feeds.
Yes.
And she sleeps 4 or 5 hours and they just went up the road.
And
for
I'll
a bit
bet
of
they were checking in, and if there was going to be any problems, they would have heard about it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good balance to
That's
me.
A very good balance.
And they're not doing it every night. It's just, you know, a rare date night.
So people are basically lambasting her for being back on her feet.
People are people, aren't
just
they?
A couple just of weeks
crazy.
After having a baby, right? Now, I want to know, because I know with my wife, right? I mean, she had was a pretty rough birth for the baby, right? It was like 17-hour labour and stuff like that.
It was pretty rough for Liz too.
Yeah, right.
She was there, front
That's
and centre.
Yeah. Yep. So was I, Liz.
I know, but, you know, in all due respect, let's
that
face it.
That chair that I had to sleep in that night was so uncomfortable.
Don't make me go into the explicit detail, but...
now, she, I think, or may probably would have been... maybe 2 or 3 weeks that she was only really just sort of starting to get back into it. But it's like it's been months and months and months before, you know, she could go back to her normal things like going to the gym and all that sort of stuff. But like I have heard of parents who are like literally back at work the following week after having a child.
By the way, and I have fur babies, so I don't know, but I would imagine... and I was the third child in my family, so I also have some idea from that, that I imagine it's probably gets easier to get back on your feet the more children you have, because I'll bet you anything that first one, you probably don't want to leave their side for fear of, you know, anything could go wrong, or because as you have the next one and you realise, okay, I can't, it is possible to step away from the baby and the sky won't fall.
Well, my daughter Mila's 15 months old and I still, like we still check up on her after she's just gone to sleep and then every couple of hours to make sure she's breathing.
Trust me, by the time the third one comes along, you just chuck them in.
Literally hand bolt them into the car.
I know, and there's no photos of me either because I was sick of the photos by the time I came along. But that's another story. All third children know this, don't we?
So, 13:33:53, how soon were you back on your feet after having a baby? How soon were you back on your feet after having a baby off the back of this Megan Gale having to force to defend date night without her newborn 2 weeks after she gave
alone.
Birth? 2 weeks!
2 weeks is enough time, definitely.
Yeah.
I was back at work within 12 hours.
Whoa!
Far out, mate. That's amazing. Yeah.
That's quick.
So,
yeah,
is it that you owned your own business?
Yeah, I owned my own business. I went into labour one morning, had her at 5:30 in the afternoon, back to work the next day.
Oh, my goodness.
There was what was it that was about the business that you are the one who had to be there? You couldn't take any more time off after that?
It was only me and my husband, and that's the things you do for your family.
I had to get a bonus.
My business didn't survive, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Gosh, you earned that too. Wow.
Yeah, but the husband and me and the kids are still all good, so that's all that matters.
That's all that
the
matters.
The main thing.
Far out. Yep. What a trooper, Nikki. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Nikki.
Karen in South Lake, how soon were you back on your feet after having a bubba?
Hi, Nathan Pete. I was back on my feet playing softball 2 weeks after I had my son, and he's now playing in the under-15 state softball side, so I must have got off on him.
Unreal.
That he survived quite okay that you weren't there 2 weeks later?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting one,
it's
isn't
not like
it?
She was gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She popped out to play a game of softball.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks. See ya.
Okay. How soon were you back on your feet after having a baby and in Mount Lawley?
Hi, Lisa and Pete. I don't want to talk about work, but I'm going to talk about those people who brought up this whole date thing. I went out on my first date 3 days after having my baby because the hospital back then told you to go out and have a date night with your husband.
Mm. Well, that's good advice.
Yeah. It was.
Yes.
So we headed out. Bub got looked after. We had a great Italian meal with lots of garlic. I didn't know about not eating garlic back then.
Yeah.
And, headed back to the hospital. And when they brought it to me during the night, it was like, holy hell, what have you been eating, woman? The room.
Well, it would seem to me, happy mum, happy bub.
Absolutely. And they knew I was going to be in my dressing gown for the next 6 months, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's an interesting point that you make, because my cousin and his wife, they had their baby at Murdoch, and they actually, like, it was part of the childbirthing and then afterwards and all that while they're looking after baby. They set up a room there for them where they put on a candlelit dinner.
Seriously?
Just for the two of them.
Wow.
So they can have a break from everything, because it's a whirlwind, all that stuff that happens.
Oh, apparently John of God and Subi does the same thing.
Yeah.
They must have had private cover.
Yeah, well, yep, I hear you.
Yeah, but they didn't have garlic.
No.
And who doesn't like a good feed of garlic?
Yeah,
thanks,
well,
Anne.
Thank you.
See Anne. Bye. Yeah, I tell you what, I just, yeah. Enjoy
people
yourselves.
That are hating, you know, on Megan Galsic, find something else to do, please.
Now, we're having a Quokka Rocka party, and you're invited. You can win your way through at mix.com.au. Just hit the win page there. It's all thanks to Right Next Express. And we have a winner on the phone right now.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing there, ladies and gentlemen? Are you all shook up?
Oh, dear. Geez. Here's a sign of things to come.
Oh, baby, we're going to, Lisa and Pete, we're going to have a great time, and we're going to get rock and roll, and we're going to rock it and roll it like there's never been before, ladies and gentlemen.
So this is Steve from Stirling. He's joining us on Thursday for our Quokka Rocka party, overnight to Friday as well, and you happen to be a Elvis impersonator, mate.
Treat me like a fool. You're just caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Yes, sir, I've been an Elvis impersonator for about the last 20 years. Just did it as a fun gig at a mate's New Year's Eve party back in 1997. That's gone way back now, isn't it?
Right. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yes, and we've done a lot of fundraising shows for telephones and the Save the Children Fund and the Salvos and stuff over the years. Can I give a show a bit of a plug that we're just trying to get off the ground at the moment?
Yeah, go on.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen out there, folks, you're going to have the time of your lifetime. The warden is going to be in the county jail at the Currumbine Bar and Bistro on December the 16th, and we got Steve Elvis, which is yours truly, and the Jailhouse Rockers, and we got those delinquent Jailbirds dancers dancing along with the band, and we're going to rock the jailhouse. But you can get your tickets from next Monday week, the 16th of October, only $25, at austix.com, austix.com, the Elvis Jailhouse Rock Christmas Party for 2017. What more could I say? And we're donating part proceeds to the Salvos as well.
Mate. You're a legend, Steve. And you know you've dropped yourself right in it for a bit of a show on Thursday.
Oh, mate, we're going to get those quokkas rocking. We're going to get everybody rocking on Rotto, eh? We're going to get that boat rocking as well on the way there. What do you reckon, eh?
Oh, you beauty.
Sounds brilliant.
Well, we were meant to be talking to you about the adventure boat ride, the bike tours, the Segway tour, some lunch at Geordie Bay, and broadcasting from Thompson's. We'll be staying at Karma Resorts, but far out, mate. It's good to see that you'll be bringing some entertainment along as well. Yeah. So it's going to be good to have you there, Steve.
I tell you right now, Steve, I've got a bit of a soft spot for Wooden Heart.
That's not hard to do, because I don't have a wooden heart.
Oh, now, if this doesn't make you want to join us on Thursday, nothing will.
Make sure you get over to mix.com.au, check out Quokka Rocka Party, because you could be there as well. Good on you, Steve. We'll catch you then.
Can't wait to see you, Steve.
Thank you, and thank you very much.
Can I do it?
Yeah,
Elvis has left the building. See you there, Steve.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody. See you there. Bye-bye.
It's all thanks to Rottnest Express, taking you to Perth's favourite island playground for over 60 years. And remember, kids can travel free. Join the Rottnest Express Quokka Club. What a riot. Quokka Rocka Party. Bring it on.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.